it's definitely, you know, we have this weekend, the 21st, 22nd, Henrico Sports Complex, and we did used to do it in Stafford, but we really wanted to try to get as many sports spectators, athletes, like, in one spot, just because it creates that environment everybody's cheering each other on. Like, even if you were playing, you know, basketball, then you can go on and cheer someone who is in another sport. And so it just creates kind of like that energy that we're known for having at Special Olympics events. So we wanted to try to have everybody in the same spot. So it's a state-of-the-art facility. I mean, it's wonderful. We're going to have 800 plus athletes there this weekend, going for the gold. So that's really exciting. And we love having them all in one spot so we can cheer on as many people, see as many of our friends. For some of them, this is a huge, we call it Social Olympics sometimes, instead of Special Olympics. And, you know, because a lot of them are not able to drive and stuff, sometimes this is like where you see your friends for the year is these events. So we want to try, we don't want them all separated. We want to have them all in the same spot so they can say hi to all their friends who may be from different areas.
That's an that is such a good reason to do it like this. And with Stafford, sometimes, especially if you didn't know the area, you were at different schools, and it was difficult getting around. That the social part is something, because I see it at the Polar Plunge Bowl when you guys all get together. You get to see people that you don't always see.
Oh yeah, that is true. There's quite a few people that from Prince William I always see. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Bo used to play for Prince William back in the day, so he gets to see a lot of his friends. We have opportunities for everyone in our local area, and I try to, whether it's coaching, you know, I'm coaching basketball right now. I've never played basketball a day in my life.
Like, that's what,
it is not necessary to have that. What we're looking for is people who are excited and adaptable and patient and all those kinds of things. Yeah. And athletes, we have a wide variety of skill sets, from people that just do skills to people that play on very high level competitive teams. So the teams that Bo plays on, I mean, he plays with people. Bo works full time. He has lots of people on his team that drive, and some of them have kids, and like, there's varying levels of stuff. So I think we have a place for everybody to be, and we have friends all across those social connections. You know, you come out to Special Olympics, and the next thing you know, you're doing Friends for Life, and next thing you know, you're going to the Night to Shine with a group of people. So it's just, once it starts there, it also spreads into all these other opportunities that you can get involved in as an athlete, which is really exciting.
Well, basketball was my first really introduction to Special Olympics. Went over to Chancellor High School years ago one Saturday and just thought, this is just the energy. Yeah. When you're playing ball and you got people cheering for you, that's got to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It's always fun to have people cheer for you and all that. And they're having fun. I thought they're having fun.
Yeah, even if you don't know anybody, to go and watch a Special Olympics game, those games at the Y every year. Yeah. I don't know any other than you and Matt and a few other players out there, but you can really get into the games and the excitement that you guys have. You guys have a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, it's always a lot of fun. Always.
And they also have a lot of confidence, which I love. I need like one shred of some of that confidence, because this last weekend at Woodbury Forest, I had a guy come up to me, don't know him, no idea. He was a guy that had Down syndrome, and he walked up to me and he informed me that he was the number one player in the NBA. And I was like, wow. And then I turned around to everyone I was with, and I was like, guys, we just met the number one player in the NBA. And I was like, if I could have 1 ounce of that confidence that he is walking out onto this court with, I would be like doing so much better out here.
Yeah.
I try to gather some of that and have some for myself, because they walk out there and this is like the day. They are professional athletes, rocking and rolling. One of my players asked me what color our uniforms were so that he could color coordinate the remainder of his outfit, because he wants to make sure that his shoes and his socks match the color. It's a very big deal to make sure he's in the right headspace to play the game. So
Abby, you could tell people this weekend. You know, I turned down, you know, coaching an NBA team.
Yeah.
So I could be here.
Exactly. That's pretty much
that's your confidence.
What happened. Yeah. Yep. So that's, I believe in my Bulldogs. Enough.
Yeah, those Bulldogs.
I'm willing to turn down those other coaching positions to stick with my guys.
My Bulldogs.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would never have known, though, that when you told me that last year that you knew nothing about basketball. Because I've seen you coach, and you got people moving around, and, you know, you're telling them things.
Yep, we're out there. Yeah. We're doing something. We're out there trying our best, which is why, like I said, with coaching or with playing, we're looking for all different skill sets. Yeah. But we practice really hard. I have very high consistency with my players. They're there every single week, putting their best out there, learning, scrimmaging against the other teams that we play against. So it's... I think that we go out there every single time and put our best foot forward, and a lot of the skills that they're learning, like the communication and the teamwork. And, you know, one of my players got the ball stolen from her last weekend, and she cried, and she was like, they took the ball from me. And I was like, well, that's kind of the point of this game. So we also learned those hard lessons where it's like, okay, that was sad. Let's figure out how we're going to pick ourselves back up and we're going to get back out there. So we take those skills that we're learning in these games and put them into our life, like with work and with school and, you know, all the other things that we're doing, our social interactions. So it's not just basketball. It really like spreads so much further than that. Yeah, and there's good lessons to be learned with some of this stuff. Yeah. Like some of my players on half court, they struggle a little bit more with understanding, like, we've lost and that's okay. Like, it's we had a good time, we did our best, or like that team was just simply better than we were and that's okay. We went out there and we did the best that we could, or losing the ball and trying to kind of figure out how to deal with that. So I think that there's a lot of those kinds of overcoming adversity and then picking each other up, watching them encourage each other and say, it's okay, you know, you did your best, you did a good job, is really heartwarming, because I, as a coach, oftentimes don't even have to step in. I have other players who are coming around and rallying around someone who may be having a hard time or may have had a bad play or something. And that's really rewarding to watch as a coach, because you know that, like, they're great little people that are going to go out into the world and, like, make a positive difference in whatever their sphere of influence is. And that's really exciting. So,
and I'm sure for you as a coach, it's got to be exciting when you see players gain a skill or two.
Oh, yeah.
Or confidence.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure that last game at Woodbury Forest, every single one of my players scored at least once, which was super exciting.
Yeah.
The celebration post-score is like one of my favorite moments, because they can't contain it. Like, they just instantly, you know, jump up and down, scream, and I'm like screaming with them. I have terrible influence. I'm not holding it together either. But I think everybody had an opportunity to score. And some of those guys, if you would have told me that a couple years ago, I would have been like, no way. You know, we have a lot of work to do, and they've worked really hard, and now all of them have not only the skills, but like they have the confidence to think like, okay, I can make this basket, and then they do.
Like,
you know, that's really rewarding, because we've come a long way in just feeling more confident in our abilities, and that's really exciting to see for them, because again, that's another aspect that they take out into other parts of their life, not just the basketball court. It's kind of believing in themselves and saying, hey, I've worked hard at this, this is something that I can do, and going out there and doing it, whatever it might be.